CBSi on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Space Engineering with Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. And there's lots of space engineering in all directions, some of it big space, some of it commercial space. We begin with astroscale. What is that, Bob?
Well, the next two stories go together in a sense because they both have to do with robotic servicing or maintenance or even the removal of defunct satellites in orbit by robots. And now astroscale is a private company. It's a Japanese-American company that has been testing in orbit a magnetic capture device that it wants to sell to satellite makers. The idea is that you put their magnetic capture device on your satellite, and when the satellite goes defunct or it needs to be moved maybe, or maybe needs to be serviced, astroscale will send up one of its capture robots, use the magnetic capture thing to capture it, and then either deorbit it or maybe fix it, repair it. And so they're doing tests in orbit, and they've already done a separation test and tested the actual magnetic capture device, and it worked. That was back in August. Well, they're now, and they're presently doing a full test where they would separate the capture robot a considerable distance from the target, and then it would rendezvous autonomously and then recapture. And in the it separated, it was in a different position, so they're in space near each other but not right next to each other. And at that point, they detected, quote, anomalous spacecraft conditions. That's all they say. But they paused the recapture right now. And it's up in space. In this situation, they're flying basically in formation near each other. And what the engineers are doing is trying to figure out what the issues were and get them resolved before they then proceed to try to capture. They did not want to try to do a capture with anything wrong because they don't want to end up producing more space junk in this test. The whole point of this is to sell Astroscale's capture device to satellite companies. And if something goes wrong, that doesn't sell it very well. So that's where they stand. And this ties into a second story, John, from China. China launched a satellite recently called SJ-21, and it appears that satellite is a test satellite for removing space junk and defunct satellites, just like Astroscale's. And it appears it's more developed than Astroscale's because it's already moving satellites. According to a company that tracks objects in space, ExoAnalytic, SJ-21 apparently grabbed a defunct Chinese geosynchronous satellite and dragged it into a new orbit that put it above other geosynchronous satellites, basically into a graveyard orbit. And then it detached itself and has moved back into geosynchronous position. And so that satellite's already doing what Astroscale wants to do. I will point out that for both Astroscale and China, this technology has military aspects, because not only can you grab a satellite and move it when you want to, but you can maybe grab someone else's satellite and move it when they don't want you to. And so that's where we stand. China, though, does appear to be ahead of everybody else now in the space junk removal business from this test.
Now we turn to regulators in space. Doesn't that sound like a hit sitcom, Bob? Regulators in space.
Regulators in space. That, my God, in the 1950s, that would have been a afternoon children's space adventure story about good guys protecting the good guy and sheriff in space. But that's not what it is.
No, now it's Thou Shalt Not. Regulators in space. Let's begin with Lockheed Martin and the FTC moving to block Lockheed Martin from an acquisition of Aerojet Rocketdyne. Why? Too big, Bob?
Well, the actual bad guy has to do with elections and the president in charge and the party that is involved. The FTC has moved to block Lockheed Martin's acquisition of Aerojet Rocketdyne. Aerojet Rocketdyne is a rocket engine company who is, in recent years, has had trouble garnering customers because its engines are expensive. Most of the engines it has sold has been to big space. But for a variety of reasons, Big Space is finding other engines to purchase, such as ULA buying the BE-4 engine from Blue Origin instead of Aerojet Rocketdyne because of the cost. So Lockheed Martin wants to expand its position in space, in the space industries. It presently really doesn't have a rocket engine, it rockets. So it wanted to buy Aerojet Rocketdyne, and then maybe, you know, refigure that company to make it more efficient and more competitive. But the FTC stepped in and blocked, as trying to block it. It says that the merger would give Lockheed Martin an unfair competitive advantage. It could refuse to sell those engines to competitors who depend on them. It could also maybe use Aerojet Rocketdyne to obtain proprietary information from its competitors. At least that's the arguments the FTC is making. Lockheed Martin points out that the previous presidential administration allowed Northrop Grumman to merged with Orbital ATK, and these same objections were raised by some people. And the Trump administration said, well, we'll set up an agreement where you will not do those things. And that's what Northrop Grumman agreed to. The Biden administration appears to be much more aggressive in its regulation. And that ties us to the second story, John. So there is strong opposition within the aerospace industry to new proposed regulations from the National Transportation Safety Board, which has proposed that it take over the investigation of any accidents in space. Right now, that is basically controlled by the FAA and mostly the space companies that have the problem themselves. The FAA supervises, but the investigations are held by the companies, which, by the way, are the best persons to do it. And if they're private companies, they want to fix the problem because they won't sell customers if they don't fix it. NTSB wants to take over, and the industry is very opposed to this because NTSB basically deals with airlines. It's a mature industry with a very mature technology. You can't give it the same treatment in aerospace because these are experimental and first-generation rockets and spacecraft, and they're really opposing it. But once again, this indicates this heavy-handed approach from the federal government is suggestive of the change in administrations. I think both stories hint at that, and that ties into the FAA's environmental reassessment for Boca Chica for SpaceX.
Regulators in space. Yeah. Now, a form of regulation in New Mexico.
Taxes. The New Mexico state legislature, two representatives, a bipartisan one from both parties, have proposed to impose a 6-9% sales tax on any space tourism flights that take off from Spaceport America in New Mexico, and that basically is Virgin Galactic. And this is so utterly stupid, I'm almost speechless to describe it. Virgin Galactic is in very bad trouble right now, is on the verge of failing as a company. So what do the legislators do? They jump in here and they want to impose a tax on it. Boy, that's going to really encourage business. But that's what they're proposing. Now, it hasn't passed yet, but it just indicates, once again, there are a lot of stupid legislators out there, and they come from both parties, who just simply do not understand that, we're here to help you is not a good word to hear from most businesses from the government.
This is the regulators in space then belongs into the category of farce. So now we move to something that looks practical. Strato launch. What is that, Bob? It's won a contract from the Air Force.
Yes, Stratolaunch has that giant rock airplane. They have reconfigured it from trying to launch satellites. They're now using it. They're now proposing to use it for military hypersonic test flights. And it appears the military is really interested. The Air Force has given them now a 5-year contract to study whether the rock airplane and the Talon A research craft can actually be used to do hypersonic experimental flights. And they're going to look into it and see. So this seems like they're moving in the right direction here.
And Ariane Space Vega C rocket.
This is a new rocket. It's an upgrade of the Vega rocket. It's a solid rocket, not reusable, but they're trying to push cost reductions. The Vega C is set to launch in March, and they're now getting it ready in French Guiana. And this is, once again, competition in space, John. This is their answer. A non-reusable answer to SpaceX and other companies, and I think it might work.
And another Middle Eastern country gets involved in space exploration, Oman.
Oman has signed its second deal to put up its second space satellite, but the second one they want to send it to deep probe, kind of like UAE did to Mars. They haven't said where they're going to send it, but they've signed a deal with Virgin Orbit to launch it and a Polish company to build it. And that's where they're going, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Beyond the Black. Pluto is a planet. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.